Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Podcast, where today we are talking about how to upgrade your body and your mind. We actually do this every now and then. If you are new to the Expansive Podcast, we are mostly focused on business, mostly focused on how do we help leaders and teams be more expansive in preparing for the future, in transforming who they are to who they could become. But today's episode, we're a bit more focused on the physical component of the human experience of being a leader. And so we've done this before a few times. We've tapped into how do we upgrade our physical operating system. Because of that, I do daily electrolytes now, so that's become a thing. But today we have a very special guest talking to us about how do you supplement body and mind. But before we get to that, I'd like to introduce you to my co-pilot, co-host, co-conspirator, co-expansive partner and brother, Mr. John Sonne. How are you?
What's up, brother man? How are you doing? You forgot co-gossiper. I don't gossip at all, ever. I never gossip. Only when I get together with you. It's like I go to my hairdresser and we can gossip about what's going on in our world.
The preamble to the expansive is also always a bit of gossip. And then that's why we come to this always such a good mood.
Yeah, thank God we don't record the gossip part, because I don't know if it would be a good thing to go into public with that. It's always good. You know, I don't think it's good to gossip ever, obviously. It's a horrible, horrible practice. But once in a while, it's just fantastic to just release some of that pressure that you got going on inside your own head, talking cuck about somebody. So yeah, great to have you there, Eric. Nice to see you. Looking forward to today's guest. I've been friends with today's guest for 30 years or so, and it's been wonderful to watch him sort of evolve into what he's doing now. But
well, quickly catch us up. What's your week been like?
Well, I've just come back from Peru and Lima. I'm still on the time zones of Peru and Lima. And let me tell you something. Peru, what an amazing, amazing energy of the people. I mean, there's very few places I go to that I see such warmth, such wonderful people, you know. So big ups to everybody out there in Peru. Thank you so much for looking after me so well. I absolutely loved it. The event was huge. It was 3,500 people. So it was a huge event. And it was really a fun time. And then coming back, I spent a little bit of time in Brazil, and I just want to reiterate and reconfirm and reestablished that Brazilian women are by far the most beautiful women in the world. My God, I was walking around that airport, my neck kept, I was like, whoa, I got to move to Brazil. I can't believe it. I haven't been here for so many years. So great to have that experience as well. And you were at a Verve event recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's my second year judging the Verve Clicquot Bold Woman Award, which is an award that's actually been running for like 52 years, where they recognize female entrepreneurs that are doing bold things in the world. And it was really cool. So went to Joburg, drank lots of Verve, because obviously Verve is on tap for the 2 days. And then we had the adjudication yesterday. So sitting and listening to the stories of the women and the challenges they've had to overcome to build their businesses. And geez, dude, like just one thing that I'm just taking away from yesterday, apart from like that these are all incredible women that have done phenomenal things, is that people are dealing with such trauma in their lives. And like on the surface, you would never think it, you know, and they're building and doing incredible things. But when you start peeling it back, like the traumatic events that people have experienced and then still manage to do something. Well, there's two sides to it. One side is that like you still manage to do incredible things, even though this has been a part of your life. But secondly, is you do incredible things because it has been part of your life. Like it becomes such a driving force for you. But we've said this many times before, there's an important recalibration that needs to happen to make sure that you're not just running away from the dark, but you're running towards the light. And I'll always remember this. Like this is from one of your first talks. I remember that and it'll always stick with me. And when I was listening to them, like it becomes so clear, like you grow up, your mom is in a bad situation and like you want to do everything to help her, but that never goes away. Like that feeling of trying to help never goes away. And then it becomes this sort of, let me not go too deep on this because I can feel I might go down a tangent on this. But yeah, it was phenomenal to do that.
Oh, that's awesome that you know what it is. No, but the fact that you're going deep on it just shows
sure.
you how
no,
it
definitely.
Impacted you. And I think it's a really amazing thing to hear a world's perspective through a woman's lens. And we obviously don't, you know. My good friend Nasima follows me on Instagram, and I was in Guatemala, and I was walking around somewhere in Guatemala, and she said, "Oh, you got to go there." I was like, "Yeah, but you were also here." She's like, "Yeah, I couldn't go there because I was a female. I didn't feel safe." And it dawned on me that, you know, we just have zero experience of what it's like to be a female in a world that is dominated by masculine sort of ideology. And so big ups to the woman out there. I mean, I come from a single mom, and I can't speak highly enough of the amount of effort and selflessness that they're able to have to look after us in many ways. And often women grow up even looking after their husbands like a third kid or a fourth kid. So big up to all your women out there doing amazing things. And cheers. I'm cheersing you with my oat milk cappuccino. Cheers to you.
Listen, so moving into the main star for today's pod, I wanted to quickly, so, you know, every time we do the pod these days, we have expansive insights. And I wanted to just to use today's expansive insights to cue up what we're going to be talking about. And we're talking about upgrading body and mind and doing that through a very specific, in a very specific way, which is utilizing mushrooms in different shapes, sizes, and forms. And so the tee up I just want to do is that mushrooms has actually been revered right throughout history. Like it's had a renaissance now for the past, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years at least, I think, where like the magic and the non-magic kind has really hit mainstream in many different ways, which is why today's conversation is so apt. But in ancient China, mushrooms were used to prolong youth. They saw it as food and as medicine. In Greece, mushrooms were thought to provide power to warriors in combat. The Mayans used it for religious rites. The Egyptians used it as a gift from the god Osiris. The Romans thought of it as also as food from the gods. And so it's very apt that today we have Doc Marty on the show, who is going to talk to us a bit about how to use these incredible plants to enhance our well-being. And before we get to that, John, maybe you can do a bit of an intro since you've known each other for 3 decades.
Well, this stud called Doc Marty, I met him when he was a little skinny kid. I don't know, he's 15 or something. And he used to come to me at the gym. I think he came to me once or twice. He wanted some help, I don't know, with building muscles or something. And it was always very enthusiastic, always very like friendly and warm. And we've just always been friends throughout the years. And to watch him expand his business and to now move into this new realm has been really exciting to watch. And Doc Marty's brought out a range of non-magic mushrooms that I actually ordered without him knowing that I ordered them and started using them and really enthused by them. And we started chatting and we decided to have him on the pod to explain to people the incredible, incredible impact that non-magic mushrooms, I mean, obviously magic mushrooms have their place as well, but we're talking about the legal kind here. And we can talk about legality and illegality and what a farce that is and what governments do with legality and illegality. But well, that's another pod. But for the moment, welcome Doc Marty. How are you, brother? And welcome.
Yeah, awesome. So it's an honor to be on your podcast. Really appreciate the opportunity. And like when you told me that you were using my mushrooms, I was like, what? Really? Are you kidding? I'm hearing so many stories of people saying, hey, listen, like I had your product on my shelf and my aunt walked into the house and she's also taking your mushrooms. And it was just the ability to influence people's lives and not be in a room with them. I know, Eric, you came from the background of physiotherapy, right? As a chiropractor, also, I can't influence you unless I'm in the room physically working on you. And now expanding, I love the fact that you've got this podcast called Expansive. I was like, I felt like I was able to expand my reach and help so many more people by distance and have an impact, a positive impact on their life doing that. And that, I think, is what wakes me up every morning going, come on, let's go. Like, So make this
firstly, before you tell us about this new impact, you are a chiropractor, you have a business in Johannesburg, in Edenvale. Just tell us a little bit about that business and then tell us how you started to explore. I remember, actually remember when you moved into that new house and you were like having these like personal ceremonies in your garden, in your amazing garden inside your house, and that kind of like woke things up with you. So tell us a little bit about your existing business and then tell us the journey that got you into this mushroom sort of space, and then tell us about the products, please.
So there was, I started in 2004, qualified as a chiro, started my own practice, took a long time to get legs. I don't think people realize just how much work is involved because you're not allowed to market yourself. So you're regulated as a profession. You can't put street ads up. You can't advertise. It's very word of mouth, and you go and see one client and you hope and pray that you do a good job so that they tell their friends and family, and slowly you build a reputation. And I'd always been kind of the weirdo at varsity. I would ask questions more based on like spirituality, and I'd like wanted to dig deep into the stuff that wasn't mainstream. And I felt very lacking at the end of my degree going, this doesn't really tick all the boxes for me. When I looked at the Chinese philosophy, they looked at the elements. They were like, we look at earth and fire, and we look at food and the qualities of food and how that impacts you, and the year you were born matters, and that has to do with energy. And I was always more drawn towards that type of a philosophical approach to looking at the human vessel than this meat suit, and you put something in and you get something out. It was like a very
transactional,
basic way of looking at health. And then I also realized, hold on a second here, we've been taught everything there is to know about disease, but we haven't really studied how to promote health all that well. And it was through my own probably absolute burnout low when I hit 35. And I was like, I am surviving on caffeine. I might physically not be overweight, but I'm definitely like kind of skinny fat. All the meals I was eating were very high carb, refined foods. I started earning money. I was able to go to restaurants, and it was just like my body started really struggling with fatigue. And I was like, okay, hold on. I've got to start doing some type of biohacking. And then I started investigating things like fasting and like just removing sugar and just modifying my diet, but actually taking responsibility for it. Actually going, listen, you can tell everyone that sugar is bad for them, but if you're still putting sugar in your coffee, you're not aligning. And so I needed to get my shit together. And in doing so, I was like, oh my goodness, this works. And then the second I knew it works, I was able to give that as information to my patients. So very often I would speak to people about fasting, because I think fasting and obviously the mushrooms have had the most profound impact on my health, and were without a doubt the cheapest gateway into becoming healthier. And so I used a lot of vitamins and minerals and dietary advice, and I would help people with that. And when I was studying through the research, I kept on seeing mushrooms popping their head up proverbially. Just look in the research. It was this mushroom, then that mushroom, that mushroom, that mushroom. And some of the supplements that I had used were very small doses, so I never really felt the impact that I was looking for. And I heard about lion's mane mushroom, and I was like, okay, hold on a sec, but these guys are mentioning doses that you just don't get. So I got my hands on some, and I started taking it. And it was about 4 to 6 weeks in, I met a guy at a business meeting, and when I got in my car, I still knew his name. I was like, that's weird. The guy's name's Arthur, and I can still remember it, because previously it was whoop, whoop, in and out. I would literally forget somebody's name the second I met them. And it was as if the short-term memory just hung around for a little bit longer. I was probably going to forget his name in a week time anyway, but it hung around for 15, 20 minutes longer than it used to. And when I would leave my girlfriend's apartment, I got this little...
Your fiancé.
Fiancé.
Now, get it right.
So I would leave her apartment and I'd get a PIN code. And I would often have to read the PIN code on my phone. And then by the time my fingers reached the PIN code, I've already forgotten two of the numbers. So I'd be like, I would break up five numbers into 87, and then go 8744443. And that all of a sudden started getting better. Where I'd get the WhatsApp, go 87443. And by the time I arrived at the gate, I'd go 87443. And I was like, well, this is crazy. Like, what's happening to me over here? And the other thing I noticed was I was just having good days. And I couldn't really explain what was going on, but I had a great day. I was like, I had a good day today. And then those good days kept on rolling over. When I stopped the supplement, it took 4 or 5 days, and old Marty returned. And I was like, wow, I'm really struggling with inflammation. This is an inflammatory response. When people are inflamed, they suffer with depression and memory issues. Their personalities change. Inflammation is one of the leading drivers to chronic diseases like dementia. And I was like, did I maybe already have one foot in the door towards this dread disease called dementia, which is really a problem and is going to be a big problem in the next coming decades? And I was so absolutely gobsmacked and convinced that this is the supplement that everyone needs, I made it happen. And I really put my foot down and said, okay, look, there's huge legal frameworks and there's legislation and paperwork and money. And it was like, okay, but I'm gonna make this thing happen. And yeah, it's been an amazing journey watching this product grow into what it is, almost organically, but with an enormous amount of effort behind it. Another time we spoke, I did share with you guys, I said, you know, I was given almost a divine message whilst meditating in my garden once, where I was like, what is going on here? Like, who is speaking to me? And it was a very, very clear commandment: go get people on mushrooms. And you're not allowed to disagree with me here. It was like a father commanding me and saying, this is what you're going to go do. And I, in my cheekiness, said to this voice, I said, I don't know if I'm hallucinating or if you're real. If you're real, I want you to send me a sign. I was like, send me a bird. And I want an undeniable bird. And so anyway, my meditation finished. And I was like, I said to my missus, I was like, jeez, I had this weird experience. But anyway, so it was about maybe 10 days later, going for a run in my neighborhood, as I've done 300 times before. And I see in the distance, there's this bird in the street called a hoopoe. I don't know if you guys know what a hoopoe looks like. A really cool little bird in the middle of the street.
It's the one like chopping the tree. So that the, like, it has like a woodchopper type beak.
Yes. Awesome looking little animal. Anyway, okay. Running towards the thing, and I'm expecting it to fly away. Keep running. The next minute, it's maybe a meter and a half away from me. And I was like, is this actually happening? I whipped out my phone. I even phoned it, like recorded it, because I was like, this is crazy. And I filmed this thing, and I was like, is this really happening? And this bird kind of walked around me, kept on making eye contact, and flew away. And I just went, all right, that's the sign. I asked for it. Here it is. Get going. Get working. And the very next day, I started my mission. So yeah, and here we are.
It definitely feels like it's a mission. It feels like your energy switched around it. So tell us, what is the product called and what are in the products? So just tell us a range of what you've put in there and what do each thing in there do for the brain specifically? And I just want to say before you get going, for everybody listening to this, I mean, there's a lot of theories around how life got onto Earth, but one of them is that life came to Earth with mushroom spores that were able to sit on asteroids that were coming into Earth. And what they say is the spores were almost the only type of bacterial life that could deal with that much heat and also to be able to grow in absolute darkness, not needing light. And in that way, a lot of life actually came to Earth. And they reckon that mushrooms are actually the largest living organism in the world because of the sort of underground systems that, and they call it the Wood Wide Web, the WWW of the underneath of the Earth. And so we're dealing with an incredibly intelligent force. And as human beings, we're weird because when things don't speak our language, we think they're dumb. We used to do it to slaves. We're doing it to animals right now, and we definitely have been doing it to plants, not really taking into consideration the incredible level of consciousness they have when we're able to sit silently enough, long enough to engage with it. And if you speak to any sort of shamanic exercise, that if somebody wants to go become a shaman, what they have to go and do is go sit in a forest and eat a specific type of tree or bark to engage with them with this plant. And so I think as we start to become more conscious, we start to realize the incredible amount of information that's been around us for so long that we've just been so arrogant and ignorant about. And so with Doc Marty explaining this is really just another way these mushrooms are coming into our consciousness to give us an opportunity to engage with them so we can access their wisdom. So there's so much, there's so many layers to this, you know. So whatever Marty's going to tell you is like, there's a 99% of this is a conscientious plant that's coming into our lives to help us. So big ups to you for sharing this. And obviously, Mushroom Father was tuning you, but get busy, but. And so here you are.
And before you jump in, I just also want to say to the expansive listeners that you'll be able to access some of these products at a discount because of Marty being generous and having the relationship with the pod for the next few months. So we'll tell you more about that at the end. But as you listen to this, just keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, so I reading the literature and looking at and just observing what's happening in my patients' cancer, it's getting real. And I don't know anyone who hasn't been personally affected or isn't somehow had their life touched by somebody who's got that diagnosis. And we've thrown so much money at the treatment of cancer, where I really think there's so much more value in treating ways to prevent the condition in the first place. And I was drawn very much towards saying, okay, and even from a legal perspective, I don't want to ever make claims and say these are good for cancer, because then you become a therapist and you're playing with the world of oncology. So where these mushroom supplements fit in is supportive mechanisms in your preventative protocols. So trying to prevent cancer by minimizing inflammation, that's a nice way of kind of wording it and saying, okay, that might be a worthwhile intervention. So the areas that I'm drawn to are cancer and dementia. I visited a center for people with that condition, and it doesn't discriminate. Doesn't care how rich you are, what color you are, how many friends you have. It doesn't care. And when the brain starts to shut down and you see Alzheimer's in people, it is heartbreaking. And I walked around this facility going, this is surely we've got to find ways that can prevent this from happening in the first place. And Dr. Dale Bredesen, quite a controversial neurologist, has developed, he wrote a book called The End of Alzheimer's, and that's basically my textbook. And I've looked at it and gone, this is amazing, because he addresses things like sugar consumption. He speaks about things like fasting and meditation, about yoga, daily moving, sauna, you know, using these they call them polytherapies, not always saying I have one disease, therefore I get one treatment. Now, so I've got one condition, well, let's throw everything we have at it and boost health, instead of just addressing the symptoms of the disease. So I've got two main products. One is called MycoBrain. MycoBrain is pure lion's mane mushroom. And lion's mane mushroom is the one that everyone's using at the moment. And it's the mushroom that's probably going to give you the best effect, that if you take it, you're like, I'm feeling something here. I liken it to a car wash. If you take a Ferrari and you give it a car wash, you're going to likely improve the Ferrari. But if somebody's got a rickety, dirty old car and you give it a car wash, it can look a whole lot better. The people who've got a little bit of brain injury or suffer with inflammation and they're already depressed and they're not productive at work, they tend to take the MycoBrain and go, this stuff is mind-blowing, like I did. My productivity shot through the roof. My ADHD started calming down. I was like, this is crazy. But people who are optimized already might feel just a little bit of improvement. Some of the studies for lion's mane mushroom in their Alzheimer's studies, where they said, look, does this stuff help for Alzheimer's, took a whole year before the blood markers started to work. So these aren't quick fixes. They looked at as support mechanisms for the brain. And a lion's mane mushroom, like I said, everyone's talking about it. And its secret is something called nerve growth factor. A nerve growth factor is like pure food for nerves. and the active ingredients inside lion's mane cross the blood-brain barrier. So they haven't figured out how to synthesize nerve growth factor synthetically and then get it across the blood-brain barrier. The body breaks it down in the intestine, in this filtering system in the brain. And through the mushroom's wisdom, it has put together the compounds that secrete nerve growth factor. So anyone suffering with any type of neurological disease, something like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or even depression, may benefit from
using lion's mane mushroom. I was going to say, you don't even have to wait to get to that. I mean, just anxiousness. If you're just anxious, you are suffering. You're already suffering. Mm. And so you don't even have to wait for it to get there. But I also think that we must also realize that cancer is a it's a result of constantly being anxious. It's a result of constantly revving your engine at 7,000 revs in second gear. So what this is doing is calming the system. It's giving you something that I heard yesterday called neurogenesis, which gives you the opportunity to actually grow new neurons, to develop new personality traits that are away from the one that created an addiction to anxiousness. So it's really helping you develop a new roadmap towards a new personality to keep you calmer, more centered, and more present.
And anxiety and poor sleep go hand in hand. And lion's mane mushroom has the capacity to improve sleep after a period of time. So whenever I have somebody say to me, listen, I need something for anxiety, I go, okay, well, how's your sleep? And they'll say, no, I sleep perfectly. And I go, okay, well, how many cups of coffee do you have a day? No, between 6 and 10. I said, do you not see you medicating? And that's common. You'll be amazed. I have many people that are using that much coffee. Yeah.
Wow.
And then they will say to me, I don't know why I have anxiety. Wow. I just can't sleep at night. Like, well, the caffeine that you're having is a problem. Why are you medicating your fatigue? And they're like, I didn't know that I'm fatigued. I go, stop coffee for 3 days and I'll show you how fatigued you are. You know, you are metabolically deficient. You are not thriving. Wow. You think you are because you're on liquid cocaine, in inverted commas. And lots of people are then in the red all the time. And Bruce Lipton, very famous PhD, he always said, guys, you can either be in the healing phase or you can be in the reactive stress phase, but you can't be in both at the same time. And most of us aren't recovering properly at all. If you read Matthew Walker, fascinating book, Why We Sleep, he documented very well the side effects of poor sleep, and anxiety is right up there. And again, then we treat this disease called anxiety, and it's like, well, hold on, let's just investigate your sleep and your habits.
No.
And that then spurred the birth of my other product called MycoSleep, which is 5 ingredients. I've got reishi mushroom in there. The beauty is I added something called L-theanine, and I saw you sipping your cappuccino there, John. I was like, you know, it's made for the caffeine users. People, and caffeine is a beautiful medicine to keep you alert, but it does have the capacity to take you up and then drop you again. And it's at that drop that people then say, okay, let me have another cup, or they're jittery and they feel, okay, let me have another one. And then you're nice and wired the whole day. L-theanine is a compound that gives you a slower increase in caffeine, brings it up for a longer period of time, and then drops you back down a little bit more gently. So it just makes the coffee rush a bit more gentle. Some really cool studies.
Don't they add that to energy drinks?
I think taurine is what's inside.
That's in guarana.
Guarana is also a caffeine berry.
Yeah, guarana.
Berry. We used to rave on that stuff all the time. But L-theanine does do that. It gives you a nice sustained sense of focus. So people will take my sleep product and I'll tell them, have it with coffee in the morning. And they're like, well, what are you doing? And I go, well, caffeine says go up. L-theanine says go down, and you get sustained focus for the rest of the day. So we're using MycoSleep. MycoSleep is the name of the product. I'm using that in the morning with coffee just to help keep you focused and attentive. And then strictly caffeine stops 12 hours before bedtime. So if you sleep at 9 o'clock, 9 in the morning, you should be stopping your coffee. It needs 12 hours to start.
Sure. 12 hours, really?
The quarter life of coffee is 12 hours. So the equivalent, if you've had this cup of coffee, a quarter of that is still active in your bloodstream 12 hours later. So it's a long half-life.
I do 3 cups of coffee a day. So I wake up at 5:30 and I'll do coffee. Then I'll meditate. Then when I sit down to work at 8, I'll do my second cup, because that's just like the get into the day kind of thing. And then after the walk of the dogs, depending on how I feel, I'll do a cappuccino or an espresso, like a shorter one. And I found like that to me. So I mean, it's a, would you call that excessive?
Not excessive if it's not disturbing your sleep and it's helping you perform.
Because caffeine is a good thing.
It's a wonderful thing. It's just if you start getting symptoms like anxiety or your mind never shuts down when you're trying to fall asleep, then you can look at it and go, okay, maybe it is having an impact. There was one of Dr. Walker's studies that said, listen, people that say they can down two double espressos and then fall asleep straight away, it does alter their brain waves. And as much as they may not perceptively feel that caffeine has had an impact on them, it does mess with your REM sleep. It ruins deep sleep. So I did create that product for that purpose, to help people that are using caffeine to kind of have this like drop down and just better quality sleep. And it's also a supplement where you need to use it for 4 to 6 weeks before you start to feel a change. Like some people, it'll happen quickly, and others it takes a little bit more time. But
you know what I found, Mart? One of the things that I found that really helped me, kept my sugar levels higher for longer. I wasn't getting hungry, just not getting hungry at all, you know, just like, just keep going throughout the day. So it actually helped me fast more than I'd expected it to.
Yeah.
The micro sleep?
And that could be attributed.
I mean, you won't actually know because you use both, right?
Yeah, you're on a few of the products. Both, yeah. It could be just a state that the body's in metabolically being fed better. But the lion's mane mushroom is hypoglycemic. It keeps blood sugars low. It's recommended as a functional food for people with diabetes because of that impact that it does have. And then I've got four products. I forgot about the one. The third product we got is the 6-in-1 product, which is just a general all-round good-for-you type formula. I've got 6 mushrooms in there, which will range from a libido boosting to immune system to high antioxidant. My take, it's a nice one when someone says, I don't know if I'm really sick, but maybe it's a good idea. I support myself with these. Then they take two to four of those a day. We're also getting wonderful feedback with that. And then as the product started growing, you know, and I started seeing that people were giving me feedback, et cetera, I used to always give people a liquid probiotic. And the liquid probiotic that I was selling was costing like 600 Rand a month. And I thought, hold on a second, I can do better than this. So I ended up developing and launching my own liquid probiotic, which is like a fermented food. And that has done extremely well. It's amazing how, again, this word ubiquitous intestinal or microbiome problems are. Almost everyone is struggling with some type of gut issue. If it's not bloating or it's poor digestion, I'm often amazed at how many people are on antacid and taking antacids. And then I'll ask them, well, what foods give you these symptoms? And then they're still eating them every day. You know, it's this like permission slip to just go, well, I've taken my medicine, my body feels better, I can carry on doing what I'm doing. And I've been trying to really emphasize with people and saying, guys, I can give you the best supplements in the world, but if there isn't behavior change, you're missing the point here. So the behavior change is where we've got to focus.
My biggest lesson from the 8 or 10 years I spent working in hospitals and then rehabs is that people will wait for catastrophe before they kick into action when it comes to their health. It's one of those things that, you know, when you say to me someone is drinking 6 to 10 cups of coffee a day, I mean, you don't have to be an expert to know that that sounds pretty terrible for you, and that you must be so wired and that it must have such a knock-on effect with your health and your, like, how you're showing up mentally, physically. But like, we get into this heavily, heavily reactive / autopilot way of operating. And we'll just do that despite knowing a better way. Like, most of the stuff, you know, when it comes to just like living a healthier life, most of us know what to do. We even know how to do it. We just don't do it. And we'll not do it until catastrophe strikes. And, you know, what I'm always thinking about is the heart disease patients that we had. And it's quite clear that like the trajectory that you are on is going to end in you being in ICU having had a heart attack if you don't change your lifestyle. And then again, like they'll have all the education, they'll have all the access to all the facilities, all the types of foods they need, but they won't change their lifestyle until they have that heart attack. And then when they're in that bed, all of a sudden, it's easy to stop smoking. It's easy to, like, they change like this overnight. And often then, that even doesn't sustain. Because we want to go back into the comfort and back into the things that we enjoy, even though we know it's like it's bad for us. But it's just like we are so deeply programmed because like that's, you know, it's feeding something in us that needs to be fed that we haven't dealt with and
healed. Well, it's what Dr. Joe Dispenza calls becoming addicted to a life you don't even like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how hardcore the neurons are. They're keeping you stuck in a relationship that's not feeding you, in a workspace that is not appreciating you. It's just like we keep going back for more because of the familiarity. And what we did a pod 2 weeks ago called The Power of Familiarity and how it keeps us stuck even though we're unhappy, you know. So, and I think these mushrooms are exceptional in helping us reframe and calibrate the way the brain actually works. And I was telling somebody the other day, and my friend in Dubai, I was saying, I think this supplementation is the most important supplementation because it's affecting the operating system where everything else works on top of. This is the base. And if you don't have this right, everything on top of it is just, it's a useless process. So in fact, what I think this does, it actually changes your hardware. And this is really what we need to be doing as human beings right now, is upgrading and elevating our consciousness, which is based on our hardware. And our hardware is based on the way the brain wires and fires. And so if you can take something that helps your brain wire and fire better, that can calm your nervous system down, you're winning, man. That's why we wanted to have Marty on the show. It's like, nobody in South Africa is doing it at this rate. I've not seen somebody that's passionate about the product. And go follow Doc Marty on socials. He's always making a video about something or another. Loves a conspiracy theory here or other. Love his take on things. And all of it's cool. You know, it's always good to want to just engage and see somebody else's perspective. He's pro-Trump, so bless you. And so, yeah, there's a lot of cool things that are coming out of Marty's socials, so you must watch them. But okay, so we've got the four products. Where can people buy these, Mart?
I've got them online at docmarty.com. And at the moment, I'm busy just scaling outwards into retail. I have one or two people retailing with them listed on the website. But I've been kind of thrust into this place of having to learn how to do business. So I used to sell time. All of a sudden, I'm selling product. And now people are going, but you must scale, you must scale, you must scale. I'm going, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm figuring it out as I go along. So my retail network, and I'm scaling this thing very responsibly. At certain stages, there was this temptation, let's quickly build product. And I was like, my farms can't produce fast enough. We stay with the quality that we have. And if we sell out, we sell out. Tough. I'm sticking very much to that philosophy. So the scaling process has been a bit slower than I wanted. I'd love to be in every pharmacy in the country, but I just can't deliver the quality that I want to. But that's obviously the goal that I want, is that it's easily accessible.
Can I ask a question, Martin?
Yeah.
What's the difference between MycoBrain and MicroBrain Prime? You got two different products on that, right?
Yeah, there's two different extracts. So you'll have a mushroom like this plant over here. This part that you see is called the fruiting body, and the part in the roots is called the mycelium. Now, MycoBrain is this part over here extracted in alcohol and water, and MycoBrain Prime is the top and the bottom. We're finding just through the research, not that one is better than the other, but my anecdotal evidence, my patients getting back to me and saying, it seems like MycoBrain has got a higher beta-glucan content in it, which is what my labs reported when I tested it. And that is very good for immunity and gut function. And the people that are using the blend of the two, the Prime, which is the gold bottle, are the ones that are saying, hey, my cognitive function, my sleep, my memory, my mood, that's improved. So that seems to be more of a brain-oriented formula. And the other one seems to be more of a gut-oriented formula. I personally jump between the two every 3 months. I'll do MycoBrain and then I'll do MycoBrain Prime. And again, like you mentioned, John, those shamans who will go into the forest and kind of live on something and get that sense of, oh, okay, this plant is good for this. I'm quite intuitive when I'm putting things in my body and could go, oh, okay, great. So this is working for me today and this isn't working for me. So I like to swap around a little bit. On my engagement this last week, I stopped taking my mushroom supplements and today I feel that I'm off them again. And I feel like, okay, so it's still worthwhile I stay on them. So I don't want to take something that isn't benefiting me. I kind of want to be assured that, hold on, this is worthwhile. So every now and again, I stop for a few days. Is it making a difference? Yes, it is. Okay, get back on the train.
Amazing. Listen, this was phenomenal. Well done. And congrats on also expanding beyond what you were originally doing. It's always interesting to me that we, you know, we start in one direction and we end up somewhere completely different and new. So well done for also just following the path and being pulled forward by mission and purpose. There was something I wanted to say. I forgot it now. And maybe once I start taking the supplements, that'll help.
That will help. You'll see, you become less forgetful like that. Things don't slip your mind as easily.
What I wanted to say, it's come back to me, is that I deeply appreciate, we'll have to have you back on the pod because I'd like us to speak a bit about fasting. That's been something that has helped me tremendously in my life, and I'd love to get your take on it and maybe take people through different ways of fasting and how to approach it, because I do think there's a ton of benefit in it. But what I deeply appreciate about you being on the pod today is that you, two things, you come from a place of looking at the literature, you know, and I think there's a lot of ambiguous information out there. People aren't always sure what to do, and especially when it comes to mushrooms, it feels kind of new and kind of daunting in many ways. And I think when people are grounded in literature, it also just, it helps to solidify the message a bit better, I think. It helps to overcome some of that fear that people might have, some of the doubt that it might have. So I'm very happy about that. And I'm also happy that you are your own guinea pig. You know, it's always best when you are experimenting on yourself and then being able to share that with the world. John, closing thoughts from you?
Yeah, look, we're going to be running a special for all expansive listeners, and the ads will be playing in between this pod. So do go to docmarty.com. Is it .com or .co.za?
Yes, .com.
Right.
.com.
.com. So docmarty is docmarty.com. He's also docmarty across all socials, and you can take a look at the products there. And we'll be giving you a code to be able to get that discount, to access it for the first time, to experiment with it. I've been on the product for a few months now, and obviously
my personality has changed a lot.
Sparkly, smart, sparkly. All of a sudden, my bookings have increased. I'm earning more money. I think I'm getting taller.
About all of it.
No, I'm kidding. All excellent. Yeah, all of it. So, well done, Marty. And, you know, just to close off here, is the reason I engaged with Eric initially to get him to coach me was watching his passion come through online. And I'm always enthused about watching somebody say something over and over and over because it's so ingrained in their sort of access to their genius. And I get the exact same sense with Marty, is that he is on this mission to want to change the world, and it's a calling in many ways, just like Eric, when I saw that calling within Eric. And so, you know, it's wonderful to see this, and I'm being a big proponent of mushrooms and speak about both non-magic and magic mushrooms in my talks, depending on the audience. Some audiences I'll go straight to jail, so I'll definitely not be bringing it up in those countries. But in other audiences, whenever I do bring it up, and it's so funny, you know, I'm speaking with Pepsi's senior management in Portugal soon. And guess what the chief of people said? Definitely talk about mushrooms. We want everybody talking about it. It's like so funny because some cultures are like, bring it. We want everybody on it because it's going to help. And so slowly but surely, we will start to realize that the concept that we've always held around legality and illegality is a crock of shit. Because what has happened over the last sort of, I don't know, many different decades, is some laws have been created by some old white person or man, most probably, in some constituents in Europe or America that now the rest of the world has to adhere to. And one of the ones that was so intriguing to me was, why did marijuana become illegal? And it was in the 1930s, there was a racist Republican senator in America that wanted to get rid of the black people that were moving into the area he was living at. And he didn't know how to get rid of them. And then he started to realize that all of them are musicians and they used to smoke this green herb to be just more engaged with their music. And so what he did is he made marijuana illegal so that he could kick those people out of the area that he lived in. And here we are 70, 80, 100 years later, now only coming to the legalization of it. And so what has happened is that society's created this ridiculous dogma that says, well, alcohol's legal, which means it must be okay. So let's all drink and actually cause mayhem in the world. And then all of a sudden we talk about magic mushrooms, and anybody's doing magic mushrooms, oh my God, you must be off the kilt. No, you are off the rails, and we can't even hire you to work here. And think about that ridiculousness that we've all adhered to some ridiculous law that says this is legal and that's illegal. So please do question it on your own consciousness. And if any governments are listening to this, talking about legality and illegality, this is Eric Kruger signing off here at the expansive.
They have you on video. They have you on video. Super, nice try.
Eric Kruger. My name is Ron here. My name is Eric Kruger.
Marty, closing words from you, brother.
I think a new earth has arrived. We've had, like you just said, our time with alcohol. We've had our time with cocaine, and we've built these massive cities on this energy, and something is coming. You can feel it. Systems are crumbling. There's this new earth, a new frequency coming into this magnificent planet that we inhabit. And I think we're in for a rough ride, but it's going to be wonderful entering this new phase of our existence.
Thank you for that. Yes, to an expansive future. And so our quote for the week is, invest in your body. It's the only place you have to live. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I just need my supplements. I need watching. My supplements. That's all I
thank you for watching. It's a wonderful watching.
I'm trying to be the perfect example of someone who might need some of these products. Also, I had a late flight last night. I had champagne at Verve early morning today. Just give me some empathy. That's all I need from you. That's all I need from you. I've had two cups of coffee.
Your personality hasn't kicked in yet. Yes. I want to just say something on your quote of the week, talking about your body being the only place that you have. And I also want to just add to that, and I think a great perspective that's really helped me love my body more, is think about your body like your pet. And what has happened is that you decided to incarnate on Earth, and God gave you this body. It's an animal. It's like a dog. And the way you treat your dog and the way you treat your pet that you love. And if you don't love your pet, please see us after this, because there'll be some serious discussions we need to have. But if you do love your dog and you do love your pet, that same love that you have for your dog, put that same love into your body. Speak the way that you speak to your dog in a loving way. Speak to your body in the same way. The cellular structure is intelligent, and it understands what's going on, and it listens to all your internal dialogues about yourself. And so really to treat your body with this exceptional amount of love really becomes the basics of developing a world around you that reflects back this love to you. And utilizing mushrooms like lion's mane and reishi and the rest of these help us have a more relaxed nervous system that allows us to have a more loving conversation with ourselves. And in that process, really start to develop a new earth and add to the energy of the earth rather than be petrified of it. Mm. Anyway, I've had that cappuccino, obviously, has made me talk a lot. So here we are.
Yeah, I can see that. On that quick note, so Atlas isn't used to me going away for long periods. Like, he's used to me going out and in. So last night, me coming back, he was like hyper excited.
Shame.
And he ended up sleeping with me on my pillow. Like we fell asleep, shame, like, man, nose to nose, because he was just like, he was so attached. Shame, it was the most amazing thing. So with that, quick reminder, quote of the week, invest in your body. It's the only place you have to live. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening to the pod. You can find us on any platform where you find your podcast. And of course, please check us out on YouTube. And if any governments are listening to this, please go check us out on YouTube, because you'll see who's John and who's
Eric Kruger. Eric Kruger until and Eric Kruger week, on this pod.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.